BC's newest music festival is coming to Delta this fall to ring in the harvest with an absolutely stacked roster of bands. Canadian rock icons The Sheepdogs and 5440 are set to headline a bumper crop of incredible acts at the inaugural Barnside Harvest Festival, which takes over Ladner's Patterson Park this September 15 to 17 for 3 days of great tunes spread across two stages, amazing locally grown food and produce, and farm-fresh beer from presenter Barnside Brewing Company. "We're going for it," said Barnside GM Ken Mallinston, who sees the inaugural festival as a staple of the annual agricultural community calendar going forward, and he isn't alone. "I think the cool thing is the city, both on the council side, Mayor, George Harvey, especially, staff as well, everybody has been so supportive of this and looking for this sort of keystone signature event for Delta to bring people in," he explains. "We hope that this can be that. I want this to be something we all look forward to. Get ready to rock out." 5440 first came together in Sawa Sen before their humble beginnings in East Vancouver. Photo via Jaden D. With massive names like these, the music will surely draw a crowd. Friday night headliners The Sheepdogs are one of Canada's most successful bands. The Saskatchewan Rockers were the first independent act to grace the cover of Rolling Stone and have gone on to have a Hall of Fame career with multi-platinum album sales, 4 Juno Awards, and 18 nods. Their most recent album, Out of Sight, was nominated for Rock Album of the Year at the 2023 ceremony. Saturday night closers 5440 are not just a huge success story, they're a huge, homegrown success story. The Roots Rockers first came together in Sawa Sen before their humble beginnings in East Vancouver. That was 4 decades ago, and they're still going strong, with 4 platinum albums in Canada and 8 Juno nominations to their name. "But it's not just a concert," Mallinston says. "Fun for the whole family. It wouldn't be a Delta festival without a heavy focus on agriculture, and the timing couldn't be better, as the event comes a week after the final Ladner Village Market of the year." Mallinston adds there will be coolers available to keep the fresh produce fresh. At the same time, attendees and families enjoy the other festival offerings, including games, vendors, heritage farm displays, kids zones, and mini golf. "With so much for the little ones to do, parents will be delighted to hear about the site-wide liquor license, which allows them to bring their kids and still enjoy a cold beer while getting food and walking around the site." Patterson Park, like Barnside Brewery itself, is also a favorite for Delta's dog lovers and dogs, who are also invited to the weekend festivities. Fur babies are welcome on the festival's closing day, Paw Pal Sunday, provided they are leashed and friendly. "Delta has a huge dog community," describes Mallinston. "We see it at the brewery every day. People love to go out with their pets. We'll have 6, 8, 10 dogs at a time at the brewery on the weekend." Gates open at 4 p.m. on Friday and 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, with festivities wrapping up by 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday night and 6 p.m. Sunday, with Take It to the Limit, the Ultimate Eagles tribute closing out the festival. Parking will be available right on site, and the park is close to transit options. Early bird tickets are on sale now, including single-day tickets for Friday and Saturday, lower-cost tickets for Paw Pal Sunday, 3-day weekend passes, and VIP upgrades for those who like to party in style. To learn more about this can't-miss event, and get your tickets, visit barnsideharvestfest.com/tickets.